Good morning.
Are we going to four?
Never, Hunter. 8:16. It's Brockett's Hunter. Happy Thursday. Hey. Still got a lot of great stuff coming up. This day in history on the way. We got your shower thoughts to blow your mind. Right now, though, it's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love them over there, man. They're fantastic. They score all the time. Mm-hmm. So there's a new superhero walking the streets of the Windy City at night. Only this one doesn't fight crime. He actually commits crime. Oh. But the local Chicagoans love him for it because he or she is saving them from expensive traffic tickets. The unnamed crusader keeps stealing the red light cameras from a busy intersection on the north side of town. According to police, it happened at least three times, and the police department only finds out about it after each theft when the cameras go days without issuing tickets. That particular intersection generates about 6,000 red light tickets each year, and each day that the cameras aren't there, it costs the city about $850 per day.
Love it. I love it. Dude, you know what? Just the red lights. Dude, there's a red light here in town in St. Joe. Dude, I considered taking a shotgun, too. I know I might spend a few nights in jail.
Worth it.
I might have something on my... But it would be worth it.
You'd be a hero, Hunter.
Some of these lights, dude, and traffic, whatever it is.
Nothing makes me angrier than when someone lollygags through a light, and then when I get stuck through the red... Oh, my God, dude.
Oh. Or they're, like, looking at their phone, and you get the green arrow, and they don't realize it until halfway through the green arrow. Oh, it's always the first person in line, too. Dude! Let's go.
Your job, if you are the first in a long line of people stuck at a turn or intersection, your job is to focus on the light and then get traffic moving. If you're sitting there lollygagging,
you hit the pedal like a dragster. That's what you do. Yellow, light tree, like a dragster.
Yeah.
Green, bop, you take off.
Floor it.
Get out of there.
Floor it. Because look, if you get me hung up and I got to wait through another light, I hate you. I hate you so much. And there's been times where I've wanted to chase people down and just pull them out of their car, slap them around, be like, look, you got one job. Just focus on the light, man.
Oh. Dude, between the people and the lights themselves, hey, you know that scene from Office Space where they take that printer outside and they did, and the song still is playing? They just gangsta beat that thing to death. Dude, I've wanted to do that to some of these traffic lights.
Yeah, yeah. The few lights in town that literally stay yellow for 2 seconds. And then it's red for 5 minutes, and then green for about a minute, then yellow for 2 seconds, then red for another 5 minutes. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Hey, you know the Arby's? Like if you're going down Napier, the Arby's right there?
Yeah.
Why can't you turn right on red? Why?
I don't get it.
Explain.
There's a couple spots around here, and I've never seen that before.
Now, it's ridiculous. And that sign should be torn down and burnt.
Like a responsible driver, I never turn right, even though I'm like, God, I could have went right 13 different times right now.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
And then you get the person.
It's a two-lane, too.
The person that behind you honks because they're like, oh, no, you should go. And it's like, I swear to God.
Sign,
I swear to God. Yeah. No, I don't understand that. That was like one of the first things I noticed when I moved here was why? Why?
Dude, Napier's bad enough trying to get up and down that road.
Well, and now that we made it one lane on each side with...
Oh, boy. You know, you're waiting.
Yeah.
You're waiting. Now there's construction. Oh, boy.
Look, I'm not saying we should break the law, but if there's someone out there that's got some free time and they want to just go, you know, get rid of some traffic lights. And also, too, folks, when the traffic lights wig out and then they start flashing red and yellow, look, it's not hard, okay? It's you go, I go. You go, I go. Hey, he goes,
wait,
I go.
What?
You go. Yeah. It's like people forget how to drive when the lights are
flipping and crashing and burning.
Just fiery wrecks all over the place. It's not that hard. Treat it like a stop sign.
Oh, really?
You know what? If you get confused by that, just park your car, throw the hazards on, and walk away. Just walk away, okay? We will call a tow truck, and you just give us your license. We're done with it, okay? You are no longer allowed behind the wheel of a vehicle. That's it. All right. Anyway,
we got some things established.
I think so, too. We got to figure it out. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.